It's on to the House next. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, where Democrats can pass a $739 billion bill without any Republican support, just like in the Senate yesterday.
The Inflation Reduction Act is going to lower prescription drug costs for seniors.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer also praising his fellow Democrats for fighting climate change.
You should never forget how much you have helped make the world and the globe a better place.
The bill incentivizes Americans to use renewable energy in their homes and buy electric vehicles. It also raises taxes on some corporations.
And House Republicans are really zeroing in on that point, saying that any corporate tax increase will ultimately be passed off to the consumer. And raising taxes during inflation and a recession is a very bad combination. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy also urged all House Republicans to vote no as it heads to his chamber, saying Congress should be focusing on our country's call to answer the rising price of gas, groceries, and just about everything else we buy.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. Now, gas keeps going back down. It's dropped 55 straight days from June's record, now nearly a dollar less than the all-time high. Still 87 cents more than we were paying a year ago. Their morning in El Paso County, Colorado, a sheriff's deputy was shot and killed last night. There's a report the suspect is dead. Police in the area have just said the scene is secure. No more threat to the public. The missiles and the rockets are not flying into and out of Gaza today. A ceasefire is still holding after 3 days of fighting between Israelis and Palestinians that left more than 40 Palestinians dead.
We do know that Hamas, the group in control of Gaza, did not get involved in this round of fighting. That was a critical move because it allowed the Israelis to use these Egyptian-led negotiations to come to the table and ultimately cut this ceasefire deal.
Fox's Trey Yingston, Ashkelon, Israel. President Biden, out of isolation after two negative COVID tests, about to take off on a trip to Kentucky to survey some of the major damage caused by flooding that left at least 37 people dead. America's listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
China is still upset. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi went to Taiwan last week, an island nation it claims is its territory.
The military exercises by China surrounding Taiwan apparently target U.S. support for Taiwan in the event of a possible Chinese invasion. Taiwan's defense ministry said yesterday that it detected a total of 66 aircraft and 14 warships conducting the naval and air exercises. The actions have disrupted shipping and air traffic and raised worries of the potential for conflict in a region crucial to global trade. Taiwan has responded by putting its military on alert. Its central news agency reports that Taiwan is planning to conduct live fire artillery drills on Tuesday and Thursday in response to China. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The first ship of grain allowed to leave Ukraine after the UN helped broker a deal with Russia to lift a blockade put in place after the invasion arrived today in Turkey. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says that grain is needed for the world's food supply. He is in South Africa.
We also want to strengthen the foundation of food security across Africa to increase local agricultural capacity, local resilience, so that more people have access to affordable, nutritious food over the long term, not just in response to an emergency.
More than 300 flights have been canceled again today, and the FlightAware tracker to and from or within the U.S., in addition to more than 1,600 cancellations over the weekend.
Saturday, 41% of JetBlue's flights were canceled, 36% over at Southwest. Same story, here we go again. Staffing shortage, severe summer storms, all of that just adding injury to insult for many travelers. Consider the fact several airlines had already cut their summer schedules. To be clear, passengers out of Chicago, Newark, LaGuardia had the worst.
That's Fox Business Network Cheryl Cassoni. On Wall Street, stocks may surge at the opening bell. Dow futures up nearly 200 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.